Hi, Steve Scott here, and welcome to the Gig Backdrop Brain Dump. One of the questions I most often get asked about gig backdrops is which is the best fabric to use. Traditionally, PVC vinyl was the fabric of choice. Vinyl is very tough, but its shortcoming is that it will crease very easily, and to prevent this creasing from happening, vinyl has to be rolled and not folded. With the sizes that you'll need for a gig backdrop, you know, of several metres wide and tall, this in a vinyl product, you know, once you start to get above 1.5-2 metres, becomes quite a chore to travel with. With advances in printing and fabric technology in the last few years, this is no longer the case. My recommendation for a gig backdrop is the use of woven fabrics. The woven fabrics come in a couple of different flavours, but essentially these are like a very heavy flag fabric. They're usually a woven polyester, and their main advantage to PVC vinyl is the fact that the woven fabrics will not crease. Vinyl can also be a shiny fabric, which is not the best thing to have under lights. Because of its nature, being a plastic membrane, it does have a memory for its shape. Even when you've kept your vinyl backdrop rolled, it will have a tendency to stay rolled unless hung for quite a long while. The woven polyester, on the other hand, is very much like a curtain, and it's very similar to the backdrops that you'll see used on stage for plays and what have you. So it wants to hang, and its memory for being folded is very limited, so it's better in this respect as well. And unlike the vinyl, it's not shiny, so it'll look better under lights. The woven fabrics come in two different types. These are called Super Tough and Block Out. The Super Tough is a lighter weight fabric, but still very strong, whereas the Block Out is a little bit heavier, but it is 100% opaque. No light will pass through it. So why use one fabric over the other? If you're using your gig backdrop exclusively indoors, on stage where you have a wall usually behind your backdrop or close to your backdrop, I'd probably recommend the Super Tough. It is a little bit lighter to carry. It folds a little bit easier as a result, but not by a long shot over the Block Out. To give you an example, I use Super Tough for my outdoor banner work, whereas I used to use vinyl in the past. I find the Super Tough is just as good as the vinyl by way of colour reproduction and clarity, but it is easier to use, it is lighter to carry, and it's a little bit more versatile as a result. The Block Out, on the other hand, is a little bit heavier, but not hectically so. We're probably talking 10 or 20% weight for size. But being a product designed for printing both sides, it is resistant to light passing through it. This is a characteristic that's needed to print both sides. So this really does lend it very well to gig and stage work. So if you're using your backdrop outdoors, or there's a chance that you may have spots or some sort of bright light more behind your backdrop, the Block Out fabric is probably the best choice. The Block Out is just as strong as the Super Tough. It is a little heavier, but if there is a lot of light involved, and certainly if you're using your backdrop outdoors, I'd highly recommend the Block Out fabric over the Super Tough. So in short, the best product to use for a gig backdrop is definitely a woven fabric. The choice of the two woven fabrics I've mentioned really boils down to whether you'll use your backdrop exclusively indoors or a combination of indoors and outdoors. The indoor and outdoor option would definitely suit the Block Out fabric the best. Both of these fabrics are crease resistant, which is a characteristic not shared by PVC vinyl. Vinyl is a great product for putting a sign outdoors, but for use indoors and for use on stage, a woven fabric will be vastly superior. And one thing I should also mention, neither of these fabrics are mesh. While PVC mesh is widely used for many gig backdrops out there, I do like it as a product, but I find it completely inappropriate for gig and stage work. The next thing you'll want to consider with your gig backdrop is how you'll actually display it on stage. The options available to display your gig backdrop fall into two main categories. These are having metal eyelets on your gig backdrop to hang it by, or you can have a combination of pole loops as well. Pole loops are a little bit like the loop you'd have on the top of a curtain. You can insert a rod into this to support it across its entire length, or indeed from the sides if that's the sort of stand you have. The Eyelets are probably the most popular alternative because it makes it a little bit more versatile what you can use to display your gig backdrop. Some of the bands I work with actually opt for a combination of these two, where they have pole loops top and bottom and eyelets running down the side of the backdrop. The eyelets I use are metal and they are nickel plated. This makes them rust resistant, so they do handle outdoor work without any problem. And their colour is also conducive to backdrop and stage use. They're a black chrome as a result of the nickel plating. Now, another important thing we need to talk about is your gig backdrop's design. Chances are you've already got a pretty good idea of what you want your gig backdrop to look like, but a couple of things you might want to consider in your design are things like colour. Your gig backdrop will be seen under various colours of lights, and these have a tendency to wash out and mute the colours on your backdrop. And to overcome this, you need to use quite high contrast so it can be easily seen and easily read. To do this effectively, it's not really rocket science, it's just a matter of making sure the contrast between the background and the foreground of your design is quite high. So if you've got a black background you're using on your backdrop, you just have a light colour or bright coloured foreground. Another thing to consider is the type of font you use, and it's certainly tempting to use something that's quite edgy and artistic to match the theme and the spirit of your band. You have to make sure it's not so out there as your audience won't be able to read it. Now, if you have got that as part of your logo and you do think it is a little difficult to read, you might want to put something underneath your logo or your design, maybe a web link or a domain name, something in a simpler typeface that points them to a Facebook page or a band pages page where it will have your name or your band's name already. This way they'll know easily who you are, and it won't matter if the font you are using on your backdrop is a little difficult to read. These couple of things we've spoken about are only suggestions that you might want to consider when putting a design together, but I'm here to follow your instructions. You're the boss as far as I'm concerned, so whatever you want is fine with me. That said, I don't think it's a bad idea to give yourselves a bit of a plug by leading people to your social pages, whether it be Facebook or band pages or one of the many others that are out there. And if you don't want to spoil your backdrop by having these sorts of elements on there, this is where the scrims for your guitar amps is often a very good choice. The guitar amps are, by their nature, a little billboard, and it's one that I've been taking more and more advantage of over the last few months. You can have some scrims that will cover your amps, and the scrims can certainly be flavoured the same way as your backdrop is to keep the theme and the spirit of your band going. These are the ideal place to put links to your social pages or indeed your website. This could take the form of a domain name, or one thing I often suggest to bands with the proliferation of smart devices in our community these days is to perhaps use a QR code. QR codes are those funny little square barcodes that you often see on products these days. A QR code on the front of your scrim could be quickly scanned by someone with a compatible smartphone. And from there, it could take them to one of your websites or indeed to your Facebook page to help generate likes. Or you could even be a little bit more marketing savvy and take them somewhere where they could download a track and engage with you a bit deeper. And this is certainly a way to make your audience like you more and turn the casual observers out there in your audience into fans. And now we've got some of those design elements out of the way. One of the last things we should talk about is how to actually get your artwork to someone like me to be able to produce a gig backdrop for you. The last thing I want to talk to you about today are the types of formats you can use to submit your artwork to someone when you're having a gig backdrop created. There are two basic types of files that you'll use to submit your artwork. These are raster files and vector files. Raster files are the files we create when using a camera or our smartphone to take a picture. Raster files are made up of thousands and thousands of small coloured dots that are usually too small to see. When all these dots are seen at the correct resolution, we see all these as an integrated picture or graphic. The trouble with raster files is as they get stretched larger and larger, they start to lose their integrity. The images become blurry or sawtooth. You've probably seen this yourself. If you enlarge a raster image on your computer or on your smartphone, you'll see the images become more blurry as you increase the size. The reason this happens is the pixels that we normally don't see, once enlarged up to a certain size, beyond what I call the native size, they start to become visible. The visibility of these pixels as they become larger starts to distort your image. I often use the analogy of raster images too small to use. It's like too little Vegemite over too much bread. You can still see it's there, but the flavour gets lost. Exactly the same thing happens with raster images if they're stretched beyond their native size. I can certainly use raster images to create a gig backdrop for you. The file sizes have to be very large. Large enough so there are enough pixels to cover the real estate that your gig backdrop covers. Most photos are quite small, A3 probably being the largest photo you'd normally see, but a gig backdrop can be many times this size. So if we enlarge an image from its native size, which may be around A3 or A4, up to a gig backdrop size, this is when we start to see these problems materialise. The alternative file format for your artwork is the vector. Vectors, unlike the raster formats we've already spoken about, are created using a computer rather than a camera. So instead of the mosaic of small dots or pixels that make up a raster image, vectors are comprised of lines, shapes and colour. The advantage of this is we can scale a vector image from a playing card size up to a billboard without any loss of clarity or definition at all. So while vectors are not suitable for people pictures or scenery, vector graphics completely nail things like logo and band graphics. These are the reasons that vectors are my favourite file format to work with, because the backdrop you get will essentially be identical to the design image that we start with. That pretty much covers everything I wanted to talk with you about today in the brain dump, and I hope it puts a bit of light on some of my best practices for getting your gig backdrop right. If there's any more information you need, please feel free to be in touch. You can reach me by phone on 0415 105 532, or you can shoot me an email to steve@b2bjv.com, and of course you can use the contact forms on my website. Now, if you're hearing this and you're not on my website, just Google Steve the Banner Guy. Now, as a thank you for listening, if I can help you with a backdrop for you and your band, I want to give you one of my custom scrims absolutely free. My custom scrims are usually $130 a piece for anything up to about a square meter in size. But for taking the time out to listen to my band backdrop brain dump today, with any backdrop I can help you with, one of my custom scrims is yours free. And let me take this opportunity to wish you and your band the very best of success. This is Steve Scott of b2bjv.com. Have a great day.